to know about is another sniplock. Okay, let's go back now to the most fundamental question over here. It's the first wide line in Bali HaShulchan on page Reish Pei Zayin. It's very, very important. It's going to be important for Shiva the Kiev too. Omnam, the Ikir Adav Yesh La'ayim, the Heich name of the Bein and Bedikah that's the Kitar Min HaTorah, the Bekev of Shiyo Da'at Tishal or Gisha Beriyah Zan, Hare Heder HaAgosha Mokhiyah, Shalom Ra'at Zahodah, the Rav David Baragosh and Baruch Moshe Kosher the Rambam, the old Kosher, Shafilu. Okay, let's go back now to the most fundamental question over here. It's the first wide line in Bali HaShulchan on page Reish Pei Zayin. It's very, very important. It's going to be important for Shiva the Kiev too. Omnam, the Ikir Adav Yesh La'ayim, the Heich name of the Bein and Bedika Lach Sikatar Min HaTorah, the Bekev of Shiyo Da'at Tishal or Gisha Beriyah Zan, Hare Heder HaAgosha Mokhiyah Shalom Ra'at Zahodah The Rav David Baragosha and Baruch Moshe Kosher the Rambam The old Kosher Shafilu Ra'at Zahodah HaTahara Himin HaTorah Kevin Shalom Gisha Beriyah Uriya B'lo HaGosha and Uriya Min HaTorah. So how can anybody possibly say that's what? Can be derived from your Sektara. What do you mean a Sektara? An actual internal examination to prove that there's no Dam. No! The mere fact that she doesn't feel any doubt, this in itself is that sektara. It's all right. Well, she doesn't have to do anything. The fact that she doesn't feel any doubt is a double proof. First, it's rolled up in Baragosha. This is fairly good proof there is no doubt. And secondly, even if there really would be doubt, it's over the Rabbanim. How can anyone say that sektara is the right? It's a tremendous kind. Ulay Isloma. You low vodka lahafsik sektara. Hashina. She shall fast on the Zalefes Mishas Riyasa Shabbatkhila. Vim came, Ain, Heder, Argosha, Fach, Shalaros. Iker, Argosha, Shabbatkhila, Riyasa, Shemaka, Nifta. Okay, for the same reason. The Gaman and Epsevis, Kiria, Blagos, Shakol, Nim, Shabbatkhila, Shakora, Shabbatkhila. The word is saying that we're afraid that although right now she feels nothing, we're afraid if she heard it earlier that day, yesterday, whatever it was, she felt Tzichas Pi Amoko. That was a Hargosh. If any dam now comes out of it, it puts the Gufa. This dam now is considered Riyah Bi Hargosha, because yesterday's Hargosh was Riyah Mitzurah. And she can't even tell about it, because Hargosh was yesterday. Or yesterday Hargosh was this morning. So with one fell swoop, he knocked out both Kashas. And he's saying, although right now there's no Hargosha, but there was Hargosha this morning. And any dam that comes out now could be from this morning's Hagoshim. It could be a Neva Tinsa, which is the dam needed going on with Doraisa, and she feels nothing. Hagoshim was ready earlier. The Otana Shalom is there, second reason. The Keva, she looks like Maya Kusua. Va'alula b'yosel liros, Odam yamim elu. Ve'ina l'mechash to ma'ar yirgisha v'lava daita. Ordinarily, we're not supposed to be Gisha Vlava Daita, but here, since the Chazal Kishi is seeing, we have to be very Chosh for Gisha Vlava Daita. Now, Kamina Benatan, Gesh Lama. For the Kaila, it is Vein Shim Rosa Yom Echa Dulvat, Upotka Bo Biyom, Upotka Beshacha Sumatra Tahora, Lo Mahan. The Hash to Lati Tamarisha Nire, the Hoka Eina Benatora, and the Madura Bon, the whole of Bokta Miyat Beshacha Sumatra Tahora, Haration is Bar Erisha Posa Kemshik Riyasa Rishana. But like the Mechash the Shofar, so Mazalefet Meriya Ahi. You don't have to worry that she had Hargosha earlier, then it was clean, and then later on she's going to see Dam from the previous Hargosha. Not that's unlikely, because it would have been somewhat continuous. Avalafiya Tama Shani, Gambatir Zeya Shlavazar, Kavi Hashashar Zaraisa, because maybe her Gisha Blava died. Bahashta Dasina Lohaki Nira Ika Katama Shani. Why? Sharia Rambam, Siyab Sham, Viyom Rishon Shal Nidah Lam HaFisha Matzah Lo Tahora, HaRezu Kamisha Matzah Tzmeh Vishom Rishon Kuluk Vimayim Pasuha, V'Rasa Lama Zabazeh Gav Gen Havel Yisafek Zalman Viyah Korban Vissafek, Kudah Matzah Sham Yisaf HaPerek, V'din Deh Matzah 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 his first time or second time? presumably the first time is that since she had hargosha in the morning, and the dam that comes out now is the result of hargosha. But he's assuming that if she's found clean in the interim, that this is very unlikely. So he's angling to say, no, she had hargosha early, she does check now, and it didn't come out yet, it's going to come out later. Presumably, so that's not too unlikely to worry about that. Right, but it has to be continuous, more or less. That's what he assumes.
True?
That's true. Okay. So far, you see a very assertive thing of the Beirut. The right to Rabbanan, and the question of whether her thought process is enough to be considered as a kara with the right. We'll see later that there are some possible actually say that one. We'll come to that later. Next one is equally important. Cause of Chavazah. We discussed it yesterday in Shia a little bit. No, it was last week. This one I mentioned to you once. Was it yesterday or last week? Got it right. Yes. Isha Shiraz at Avnida. Hakak knows La Maka. Afilia Zulon Shamaka Motia Dad. It's called Manchi Bodegas Lasik Batar Motel Sam Allah Zu Isha Aid Lotta Kamali Dollar Bible. Shah Sheshoninu Simukuk Pay Zion Sentai Sam and Vaka. Hani Mili Bitkila Triyot. We're not going to make a tome, but to make a tome has a positive vidik. But this, when she sees dam on the egg, it's not a negative, but it's not positive either. So she remains whatever she wants. So if she started off being tall, she remains tall. Never if she starts off being tome, she remains tome. That's the Chavazah. Hiskamazach Sam Saif Avnim Aluim Beis Ephraim. Oh boy. A whole bunch of people agreeing with this. Yes. No, just take another aid. It'll be clean. But here she can't do that. Okay. He says, Host is Shom. Shafilim, I guess you should have Atta Dami Makoto. Gamkelo also the last Sakara. Dakati ikal amecha shema tipas dam neither murabo. He doesn't feel the kind of thing doesn't help. If isha margeshes, then he has a sakula maitha. That's not going to help in most cases. So look on the next page, reish peichet. He comes up with a possible kula, which I mentioned to you last week. Yesh la'ayin v'ikra dina shal ha'chavazah, tanam. If I am all v'dika la'afsik v'tara, if she bodekas atma, harbe pomin v'chol ha'makovo, she reveis ha'chitam. Ena Moses dam kim b'tzad echad. Al b'shar makomos ena Moses klub. Ulai zesh ena Moses b'shar makomos. Hav lehef sektar am alya. The ilu bo dam en amoko gam b'shar b'tzad hav lehef shklish takuche. For reason that's b'shchaya shemekul b'zeh, etc., etc. So what I wanted to say was, I mentioned to you, this is a b'dik in a kia. This is a b'dik in a kia. Because she checked out, she's 99% is tar, and only 1% that she's isolated is meluchla. That's how P.L.O. for the B'dik and Ikea, because she's known for a fact that it's okay. Then it's just another trick to do with the B'dik which you spoke about last week. To do a Pnut Moch Ba'omek, sum up the P.L.O.K.R., which should presumably come out clean, because if it's Makkah, then there's a Prozor, so she'll wash around the Makkah, quickly stick in a cup which is clean, and then she should leave it there for a while. Then again, wash out the prozor and pull it out. And hopefully, if she does it quickly enough, she can get it out clean. Will be a right brewer down from the mug or it's going to stop. Yes? Well, ordinarily, Harvest Dog was the timing. Why? Because we assume it came from the mug. Yes, it does. It means it came from the mug and was staying there. She washed everything around, get rid of nothing left in the chorum and the stuff, correct? Then she quickly sticks something internally, very deep, into the mug. She leaves it there for a while. She leaves it there. As long as you want. An hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, a day, leave it there. Then she'll wash around again, so she shouldn't get a look on the way out. And she'll quickly pull it out, and she'll see it's clean. She'll see chlor. The top is only from the outside, and it is a benign in a key. What we're trying to say is, it could be a woman who has bleeding in the prozor, who still can have a vidik in a key, either by icing it to one side or by putting an internal, a very deep internal examination. That's what he said. There's another shmuz over here about a woman who had a makkah. Then we were metame her, she had a next period on the ground that we had mentioned yesterday. V'chila olam lo tianida. Right? So we can't say that. So therefore we were metame her even though she had a makkah. So then maybe it's more calm. Then maybe you can argue that since the whole nida was the status of nida which we gave her, is only based upon what? On the fact that she have a veses, so when she went shas vesta, she's mea. So then the chasam sofer and Avdi Meluim, they split company with the chavas das. Here then, in this case, they are makeable. And the basic reason is, other posts spell it out a little bit more than the Bayurin is over here, that the whole reason we went through Matamir was why? Because the Vestos, what does Vestos mean? That we say you can't keep a Torah forever, alright? Then we say, look, it lasts for a certain period of time, there's a period, and then it stops. As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish wants to turn the tables and use the same svara of Vestos, which the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch uses the Chumrah to say that if a woman has a makkah, a woman tar based on the makkah, when she expects a monthly period of the tamir anyway, because what do you expect? She'll never be tamir. We go on this week. Chazon Ish turns that around and says, if the woman is Tamea and develops a Maka, we can retire her starting, let's say, 5 days after the period began. Why? The same svara. She has a vessel. Every month she sees Dan. Every month the Dan lasts 5 days, 6 days, whatever it is. Take the maximum that it ever lasts. And then you can say, look, we'll also use vessel, Lakula. Because the Gemara says that. In fact, we'll see that later in the Sukkot Vessel, more than in the second parak. It talks about the idea of Vestos, that the husband can calculate how long the period usually lasts, and on that basis he can come to the conclusion his wife is not a nida. Because he knows the period usually lasts 5 days, and now the 5 days are up, and she has talked about the mikveh afterwards. So he can assume, just like that, just based on the regular pattern, that she's tahora. So that same whammy that the Shulchan Aruch used the chumrah, the chazish turned around and used the lekula, in order to be makel this shechavas das and shadow of an ishi yesh lamaka. Can she make Efsek Tara? She can make Efsek Tara. She's presumed that the Dam is Dam and Amakah because of Vestas. And all the Chumras here are only when it came to Isha She'en LaVestas. That's what the Chazish wants to say. Very interesting. Very interesting. The Chazanish also spelled that all the Chazanish in Simon Sadi Beis, I believe. Sadi Beis. It's a cousin from Beis, from Gimel. There he wants to say La Halacha, like the Bari HaShulchan, like the Biurim's Svar. That in fact, the Hesek Tara should be only with the Rabbanon. You know why? Because with the right, we rely on the fact that lower Gish. He really wants to pass it this way. But with the right, the fact that lower Gish is good enough. But with the Rabbanon, it require a Hesek. I have six times. So it suggests in the middle of the discussion. Oh. Speaking of Chazon Ish, we can't just take only a Sekulis. We have Chumras too. And the next Biurim called an amazing Chumra from the Chazon Ish. I should also discuss mention that this is the same problem of the Baka plus the Shimon HaKiyim, as the Biurim speaks about. Okay, see what Shimon HaKiyim. Get there. Chazon Ish is a fantastic Chumra, not found anywhere in previous posts. The Chazon Ish is a remarkable posek. Those who are familiar with his svara, he is one of the primary proponents of the principle which he uses time and time again. That he just uses just for those who saw about the colored undergarments. The Menach Chasam Sof was marking the colored undergarments. Some of the big one. Remember we saw that? Chazon Ish, that's impossible. Why? Because if such a thing would be true, someone should have said it. He has a favor, he always writes it time and again. Stima saposkin kiperusha. If the person didn't say something, it means it can't be, it's a common case. That's what he always, that's what he usually says. Here, he comes with his own original chumrah, and the Beurim zaps him with his own medicine. So he comes, let's go with a chumrah, but it's very logical though. That's the problem, it's very, very logical. How does it like this look? What happens? Let's read it inside. What's the composition pay out? Near the Avon Tirchos via Noki Lifi Shah. When we add Tibda Gamal Doka Bukhar of the Stoki and Tibda Gamal Noki, ain't Zev Sektara. They have Sektara out of the Motza Atma Torah of Tigida Sabadika. Of the Motza Atma Tmeya, the Avira Virchita, ain't Abadika Midi, the Lola Main Risha Shafat, the Lapos Sekos of Vishah, the Pazaras of the Tap Tefes. Then Abdika Eid Al Mayan, the Shinistam, the Bashah, the Mam Ruba, the Lorgisha, the Lorosa. The Chakat Motza Bukhar of the Stoki, the Lamotza Shakot, the Lamotza. She calls man shem yada pasuach lo yitach and shaltim se rebeid dan. Aval hu she yadana shem yada pasuach kol shah, ein rechitza bedika lerega chipozen mo kum. He says, look, you can fake it out. You quickly, quickly wash everything away. Do bedika, pull it out, whoop, whoop. So, I mean, you can even tie, that's not a bedika, he says. That's not a bedika. Bedika has to be done at a time when, not right after she washed. Not only right after she washes, no good. According, as he points out later on, the Biurim, similarly, not even the Chol Epizay Gamisha Shabbat Gatamot Adam. Those Sukha Lidok Shani Sama Labdika Rishona. Lo she is man. What women very often do is we said no, the booklet. The booklet against Chazanish. Sorry. The booklet's right. We can keep doing as many tries. You can keep trying as much as she wants. So try once, rest. Try again. Try again. Try again. Try again. But those are fine women just talk. It's no good for the Chazanish. Because why? You're also wiping it away. Instead of wiping it with water, you're wiping it away with the first six bedikas, and the seventh one is clean. That's a fake out. That proves nothing. It proves the chach between the drops, that's all. That doesn't prove anything. This is the Chazanish of Kum. He says, Omnam, says the Ba'at Yesh Naya Vika Domazet, Shalachor Dav Shara Poskim Enokim. The call ki hai havel el afrushi. That's such a funny, it's an ironic panning at the Chazanish. That's his famous panning at all. He always uses this expression against his adversaries, halach. Shari arachitza v'gam abdika shenimtzev batmei advar ha-metsuyimein. So the shtamet v'shem duchta sheyifishu ha-poskim shechayevet sahamtin acha zeh kona shetavti betar. What's going on over here? Someone should have said it. He says, he doesn't know. This is Gamesh Liros Mashiro Shokshir Lifi Dibre Chazanish Tzorach Yid. What, how long do I have to wait? A minute, an hour, how long? Yeah. Yeah, but that's wild. But he rejected that form at the end. That's 2 hours. So a Moshe Feinstein Shalit has a Chazanish Tshuva printed in the back of the Ida Sefer. Talks about the Chazanish. And no, sorry. Moshe is in the Igros Moshe Chelik Beis, Sof Simon Ayin Aleph. Now it's on Fargo in the Moshe Abbas Medrash Library. And he gets a shear of 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Is that
a lot? I don't know. I mean, somebody got it from the fact that we saw earlier the shear of Osiel was 15 seconds. She was Friday Shul. Remember the last you got a shear, I couldn't watch what it was? We saw something in 15 seconds. Yeah. So it was very show of Tesvav. We find a very well show. It's 15 minutes. I don't know where these things come from. I don't know where, I don't know, one at 40, one at 80, I don't know. The power of Moshe's Chosh for this. The tremendous chumrah, because women very often are just to bedika after bedika after bedika. The quantity will be no good. That's unbelievable. Yes, Joe.
She can't
wash. Right, it'll be no good. She's 15 minutes.
No.
Before everything.
Before everything.
Right. This is the biggest cash against the Chazanish. That's what Joe just said. Because the Shulchan Aruch is going to say later on, where is it? Tirchatz, where is it? You had it?
Do the other someone use the telephone? Ramos and Sif Gimel.
Ramos says that Umine Kosha Shaisha Posekas Matara should tirchat, she has to wash herself. It doesn't mean she washes her hair. I mean, it doesn't mean she washes her nose. It means that she's washing Baal Samoko, right? Right, before she checks. Right? So she has to do a rechitza. Okay? This is the din. The question is, so take a look at the bottom over there, and the Biurim at the bottom of Reish Tadi Ha'i says, Relisha Sherechetz Atman B'tnim Baal Samoko, Kodam B'dikas Hefsektara, Hayam Hashem Tata B'sifal. But if the Chaz Nishma right, the Ramosh is at the Farish, Shetirchat Stavi of Lal Samoko, but of a Lal Baal Samoko, but I just say Shetirchat, he's not just his estimat apostolim against, they don't mention the Chaz Nishma's Chorban. It's Kamat B'Farish in Ramah, that she Dabka Shudu, we're talking about she Dabka Shudu Rechitza, before the B'dikas have Sektar. It never seems to Farish that she only has to do B'dika outside and not inside. This already should have said. It's very, very shvet. Probably the logic of Chazanish is right. That's the problem. So let's stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll come to some kind of conclusion. From the Hefsektara, which we spoke about the blend to the Shimon Akiyim, which is the next Indian. Some of the questions are common to both, such as the extent of the Padika, perhaps the Zinnis of Fame. Also, the question of when exactly does the Hefsektara have to be done so that the Shimon Akiyim can start on time. We spoke already yesterday that it has to be before the Shkia. Once the sun sets, it's already into the day, and it has to be seven clean days. Hefsektara is not done before the Shkia. You don't have any guarantee of seven clean days. So the Biurim, page Reish Sadi, he discusses the question of what must be known to the woman who's doing the bedika, then in effect the bedika was clean. Must that be known before the sunset? He writes down over there, Meikir adin ain't tzorech l'otzio b'chil acha bedikas korom v'stokal ayinbo. Ela sh'anoshim no'uka. He thinks that strictly speaking there's nothing wrong if the woman doesn't realize that the car is clean till after night. As long as the car was done, by day. Well, the chor al matzino lemeima should take my enes bo leda she torah b'kafich day she tchilas asvira shelo tia b'yedias tahara v'meini odas kem b'berirus lo havi svira malya. He says maybe there's a good svara to require to take the check the hefsektara before shkia. Otherwise, it's not clear that yom naki. She doesn't know yet. She doesn't know either way. This is a famous sefer, the Me'il Tzedakah, one of the most famous Tzedakah Miyazes is, which we're going to be discussing later on. Shema'isha nisyasha militzpor eid and tiba lo'olu lo'ayama ma'im l'tzirot divinish etosim da'ato aleyem. So the woman was thought by mistake, but for some reason she said it didn't count, she said she thought she had a cat, she saw something, she thought for sure it was going to be stomach. She went to a rabbi after the Torah. So, but the intervening days don't count because she thought she was Tameya, and if you think she's Tameya, doesn't count as a Shimon Akiyim. So by that logic, one could possibly argue. Therefore, Balkanam will have his Sfirash Tisvadala Shevtika Vitara. And Tisvadala Kain Achatitska Chov and Havalei Tkila Talayla Balo Sfira. And you have to have the Sfira starting from the Shkir. This is the worst case scenario, which is building up to require that the woman check the Eid Bedikah Hefsektara before Shkia. She should know. She has to know for sure that she's Tahora. She should know from skiing on that the Shiva and Akim aren't affect the beginning. Otherwise, you're going to run afoul of the milk duck. That's how he starts. Then he has an interesting aside. Asha Kosma Tosu Bipsachim, Sirius Lila Lapsirim. We'll see later on. That was Bipsachim. It's a Tosu that needs the two talks about. We'll discuss that later. And came near to the two law at Futzal of the Marshal of Summa Dipa the Kakum Kila Salila came into Kiyam at Siru Biyo. Aye, so maybe the night doesn't count, although she knows by the next morning it should be good enough. The Kalag on that Rashi, we saw him near the Siru Salila Havi Siru. Om the Nira Shafadat Rashi ain't all the Hakmir was there for a different reason. Afal Tishi Mr. Pekas to Kila Salila Yala Siru Sami Kalag on Khosha Siru was there. But there she's Summa Lay the Kak. What does that mean? The Havale called them custom of base Shlomo Chelik Arachaim Shimonam and Vav. The Isha Shiros is a Maratov Zayin the Kiyim. The Hutzuk of Lishal is a Chokham Shabir Acheret. The law is Barra La Taros Ad Yom Yomayim. The Mikomagom Olam Law Sami Yom. Came and Shlomo is Yashem is Firas. The Hayes Shama Beis Shlomo Shakem Asim Bechol Yom. Have you had it all the time? Yes, Mishnah. He comes out of Maskanah's mut. We shall see later, according to, he's going to whittle down more than Miltzok, and then talk to Sivdal, and see it's going to be anyway no problem. I have to miss a full day, it will only be a problem. We'll come to that. I'm surprised he mentioned here what he says there. That's to obviate the entire problem. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay. This is point number one. Okay. Now, this is, with this we complete Sif Aleph, basically. We want to talk a few things here. We completed basically the Sif Aleph. Of course, it's also Sif Beis. Still talking about Hefsek Tara. We haven't gotten to that yet. What is Sif Beis? I glossed over the question of the Kabbalah Shabbos, the that and the Megillah. It's all kind of funny, Shiloh. Let's talk about the Inger right there. Rosh Yom Echad Ulvad, who posted Bo Beyom, Tvicha Lizog Asim Bemo Zog of Shia Shem Ko Ben Hashmosh. That's the real deal. Today is the first day. Okay? So the Beurim talks about this too. A long piece over here. It says, Shiesh Mokam Iyin Bedin Zeh. We shall see soon. That's going to be the next topic now. One of the few topics coming. You need a bedikah b'chorin of mitzdokin in all the crevices to make sure there's no doubt. So, but the most doctor doesn't go in there. Moch dachuk is, what is dachuk? What is dachuk is lav dachuk. So moch means that something is inserted, but also mokom, and it's there for the whole bein hashmoshes. But that can't, the fact that it's stationary by definition, can't possibly be pressuring up against the coroner's dachuk. So what are you gain by this? What's the whole business? So it gives two terus. What's the first terus? One. The chilari bodeka see the coroner of his dachuk and v'od d'mayr hokashenicha chutz l'rechen. Gamke moch harbe, we bechutz vare diachol al dechatos kol beis haturfa. Shebevara yem zam ayanofel afilu mayor derech stokin. We call makom a moch shebechutz hayanimta adam. He is a stealing over there. Over there is just a little tampon, a little piece of cloth in there. So it's theoretically possible the dam will slide down the kosle beis haprozor and sneak out without making any mark on the boat. So what have you gained? Not likely, but it's possible. So Rabban Zadok says, no, referring to a case where she puts something on the outside as well, if anything snuck out of the proto, it will be detected by the outside boat. Of course, it's a Chiddush Nifl, because it doesn't say anyone possible. Like my yesterday's ploy. But some possible should have said it. I mean, they should have said it somewhere. I guess they could say that's what the word Mof Zadok means. No, Mof Zadok is going to say the word Mof Zadok to mean that, that it's so dumb, there's no way out. So I guess let's say it, Shulchan Aruch. That's what the word Moch Zadok means. Okay. Wait a minute. Did I skip the third? Did I? Ola. The two terutz. Well, the first terutz was that originally he was wrong on an original particular car and stuff. And the second thing he said was the outside. No. So he says he doesn't understand. The eish time with terutz or rishis. The hard tenor for you to sit follow up on now, the enam of the other become kumra. Shapi, a shlom, a shikir, a bedika, he betchilas, a shemesolvev, a haed, a chomu, a stoki. Yes. Aber behaft doch, und bin the first one line. Die bin der Bedika, kidin, kommen, a shema, kidin, kommen, a shema, so what good is it doing to the Bedika earlier? The Bedika was earlier, but that's not most often, that's not a plan Bedika. That's very, 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 very schwer. That's very schwer. So Rebeki Veger suggests this Chavaz Das is second tarot. The Yetzikasha, it doesn't help. Nikshal there. That Kati Yesh Lokosha Adam Otsur Adayim Vistitzkei Beis Achito. Vala Matzino Shei Yechiyum Achrei Asora Samoch Lavza Vildizda Pechorim Vistokosha Beis Achito. So, Rebeki Veger is a pshat, which he says that most talking means Dokos Harbin Ba'omek Ein Be'achshoros She'yozev Adam Me'amokor Will you give a vote? Who the MS been a double by Omeg Bifnim Bifnim in Rokhman Shah Shamish Dosh? Wow! The most chumrizik of chumr, Rabbi Kiveger says, go all the way in to make sure it's absolutely impossible that there should be any doubt. He doesn't understand the Urim Ethic of Rabbi Kiveger. Because the base of Yosef, when he quotes the Rosh, at the Rosh that you need, that's on Adas, let's think of Shivan Akiyah. He needs Rokhman Shah Shamish Dosh. So what did the base of say? So the Kivega require more, but now the Beis Yosef is already impossible. It's a very serious problem. So, that's a mice. A big problem. So he says over here on Reish Tzadik Gimel, the top of the top line, the last word, the neighbor said, Yonsa, Mechaz, and the Beda, we saw yesterday, Isa. Tanya, Amr, Lola, Rabbi Yehuda, and Mola, Yodem, and Ochas, and Yenerko, and Ashmosh, and Yopat, and Omer, Ashav, and Emem, and Siluk, and Dera, and Kula. Umashma, and Mizet, the lekka ain't the last of the dika the kol meshach vein hashmosh. In other words, il moli yodeh ben eh implies maybe it's not impossible to have yodeh ben eh neh. Okay, nashu b'tara tabai, shetchila hevi shama rashbo lehogel atzi b'tara afi marishin l'riyasa, the cause of the kol shkein achshav shehuglu b'mokdokos, shiyesh lehogel kein. B'shuv maigdi nasa matamirim b'zeh, u'mashu shalam matam b'zeh af mokdokok lo mahani. Rabban says no, but Rashbot Nashua the Chumra. It's a big problem. He's not exactly sure what's happening. It's not gonna be close to Chavaz Das and Rabbi Kiveger. And that's, we don't do that nowadays. We don't do it. It's a big problem. Baruch Yim Makosa. No, so what do you have to say? Serious problem. The only way to the whole the only way to get out of this well is to say that we never have to do this bedik at all. Because we very rarely, if ever, have the case of Yom Rishon. He's only talking about Yom Rishon. And if you don't have Yom Rishon, it's only the Chumra, so then you don't have to worry about this whole thing. But the Shulchan Aruch spoke about Yom Rishon, and the Shulchan Aruch had all our Chumra. So the Shachar is discussion. Where do you have it? Take a look in the next view, starting on the bottom line of Reish Tzadik Gimel. Lizdok. B'snim Eveinu Mashkotu V'Shach, B'Shem. Amadane Melech. The Nafkamina Lididan. The Roa Tolkien made Sirosa. The Ain Sarach Antonis Hey Yomis. So that's a problem. So the call we have that. The woman sees the middle of the spirit, Shimon Akim. Wait a minute. What do you mean in the middle? What's this in the middle? The Vyesh Lachko. im kavanasan afro bi or mishal shel spirasa da na mikrasa yo mekhot vad afa pishrasa gam ken bi on esmo the bracket for now simi kavan chef tika betara in his barat sashon im shkhariya that's what I am have a real the hayom kriya khadasha al dilmana kol shlava ala yom echa b'liriya ein of b'din ro yom echa b'vav v'tarach is I would say mistabel l'hokil on this question that if the woman sees Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Thursday when she tried to have sex tower and it worked she lucked in and then Friday morning she lucked out it's very common because you know that's the drip you know the drip that's the kriya you know she lucked in either the chazanish she didn't help the chazanish chumra so she lucked in that way or she lucked in bad in any case but then Friday morning, she locked out. That's a new riyah. Ma pitama new riyah. That's the new riyah that's looks like a Mayan Pasua. That's unbelievable. I would say that in that kind of stress, that's not called at all Yom Rishon. Not called Yom Rishon. I'll go further and say, we'll get to it a little bit later, that there's some poskim who are making the klal. Whenever the ri'iyah is minimal, that's the latest, there's a big tumult in Poskim about it. Who, they say, who's the Gamayan for Suat applies? Got a monthly ri'iyah. A normal ri'iyah, that's when the Gamayan for Suat applies. But to a tiny ri'iyah, there's a rhyme for the Gemara in the last paragraph of Nida earlier, that maybe you wouldn't need to have Sektara. Something wouldn't need to have Sektara at all. But Moshe is true about that. She was attacked by later Poskim. Based on Adam Chimo, the whole mice. So, all I would say is that's a sniff lahokel, that she sees basically the period is finished. And there's a little bit of just tips of down, a few or two drops. So maybe we should do another sniff. If there was no full day intervening, I would certainly apply the Torah, which the Biurim suggests. But it's not you called your own wish. If there would be a full day, you could possibly suggest that if it's not a significant amount of Adam, you wouldn't apply the Torah, Vumsa Gamayan Pesua. And therefore, you can at the very least, rely on the Hefsek Tara of Mokdokos as we practice it, even if it doesn't meet the strict standards of Rebbe Kivega or the Chavazah. That's what I would say. Yes? Who posts Tamachet in the day? Well, I told you already. He turns around and accepts Menamin Cholamala. If you want to accept the Chumra, we should accept the Kula too. To look for everybody's Chumra together. That we're not required to do. Okay. This takes care of Hefsek Tara. Yes? Which day?
But say Thursday night, whatever, Thursday afternoon, she turns up to be
clean. It was clean. Friday morning was not clean.
Right?
Of course not. She saw it down on Friday morning. Hold the mind, but still, I only need the requirement of talking for the next man of Shavuot. But she sees Dam, I don't care what the Mayan is. She sees any Dam, it's like the Yom Naki. Can't count for Shivan Akim. That's about Kusim. Kusim would count for the Shivan Akim. Yeah.
So, Shabbat
said,
in the middle, they made
sure,
so then we would.
Oh,
I mean, this school would also apply,
but this would only. The Biurim is cooler, he would not apply. What's the Shabbat talking about? I was at the Shabbat saying, if she's Roa, then there'll be a problem. He doesn't discuss that. The shach is makel by a kesef. The shach is makel, correct? But if you see the ria in the middle of the shivan akim, it's called bedikas yom rishon. You need moftach amikar adin. If you see the kesef in the middle of the shivan akim, he's makel. He's makel by a kesef, right? A kesef. So one could possibly suggest, even if it's a bedika, if it's a tiny bit, there is a room to be makel. We'll get to it a little bit later. A very controversial psak. So that maybe it's more a little room to be making on the sectar and that kind of a case. So I wouldn't accept that stock entirely. But I'd accept that stock to justify our most tacos, even though Rabbi Kivega and the Chavazah aren't sure why. But Akasha Starkminish. So we have a good reason to another reason to be some of Lahakel, so perhaps you don't have to be worried about it too much. Okay. That's the Biurim Sofer. No, no, we're not sure. That's not sure what the shach means. I think the shach means the hot. Because it's not as Kakadish is a new year. She sees every single day. It's not a new year. Okay. Now that we've completed. We've covered some of the highlights of the Indian. That's Tara. We move to the next stage of leaving the state of Nidus, which is the Shiva Nakim. Here we go to the Mishnah, Samachet of the day. Okay? Azov, Azov, Shabbat, Klasno, Yom Rishon, and Matzu Tor. Yom Shvi, and Matzu Tor. Shayon, and Shabbat, Tayyam, Lo, Botku. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Harahen, Bechaz, Kastar. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Ein, Lem, El, Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi, Bilvat. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ein, Lem, El, Yom Shvi, Bilvat. So of course, right away, everyone jumps against which Tana. Which Tana is the one who is all the biggest Pella, first glance? Yeshua. I mean, that's wild. If you assume there was no Dan, so all the nations count. So there was Dan, then how can the first day count? The Gemara talks about it. Hanya, Amalor, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. This is Merecha. Atamana, Mr. Rugin. He's skipping around. Vatorah, Amra, Achar, Titzar, Achar, Achar, Lekula, Shotei, Tumba, Mapsekas, Benen. You can't skip around. Amalor, Rabbi Yeshua, give him a really girl. Threw him a curveball. Vatorah, Yatamoda, Bizav, Shira, Kerry, Benazah, Shalom, Hilech, Tolos, the pros. Shemona, Mr. Rugin. Vatorah, Rabbi Yeshua, Yiplu. Whew. So, what's happening over here? So first of all, the Nazir case, it's not like a Shira. Why? Why? The rise of the Rabbanan is called the pros. Presumably, Mr. Rabbanan, no? So, I mean, so how do you bring a rise from the Rabbanan? What about the Raya for Zav Shirot Kerah? That's already in the rice. Rabbi Lezer can respond, Vishnu Ha'asam, Tom Abba, Amir Achmano, Shana Sosera, so on. There's a cousin. V'imishim Ha'pulufi Zav Al Kerah, Lo Michli. Nazir is, he says, only the Rabban. Okay. Abel Ha'afa, Yichashina, Dilma, Mechazoi, V'safek, Asi Ha'pulufi Bevana. Doesn't shlug up entirely, by the way. He just, not a principle, he just said it's wrong. So how's he going to conclude the Maskana? Hanu Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Amri. Nivri Divri Rabbi Elazar, Divri Rabbi Yeshua. Divri Rabbi Akiva, Divri Kula. Abel! Halachi Rabbi Elazar. What an amazing statement. It sounds so far, that's good. Okay, don't complain. Good. Ibalu. Azav, Azav, Shabbat, Asin, Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini, Yom Asin, Tor. Ushayon, Abadgu. Rabbi Elazar, Mal. Tilasa, the Tovah, Minan. Rafa, Tilasa, Ika, Tovah, Lekha, Zilma, Tilasa, Afagav, Shain, Tovah. I'm a Rav, he. Rav is making. He lost half his shame self. And the Chanina Amat, he lost his self and beat him. Hachas lost his Nika self and Lech. Hey, Zvei. Shavim, the Zav is Zavah Shabbat, the last of Yom Rishim, Yom Shmini, Yom Asutor. Shena, Yom Shmini, Bilvad. My Shavim. La, Rabbi Yelezer, Rabbi Yeshua. No, no, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. Fine. That's the Gemara say. That's the Gemara say. I'm Rabbi Shimon Campbell, explain anyway. I'm Rabbi Shesh, I'm Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Rabbi Rab, I'm Rabbi Rab. Neither Shem Krisha, Vatar, Vashlish, Shilas, and Frost, Lamina, Shiva, and Akiv. Nida? Zira Lamala. Real Nida is never Nida, Nida, Shiva, and Akiv. Elaim was Zabat, Shem Krisha, Vatar, Vashlish, Shilas, and Frost, Lamina, Shiva, and Akiv. Amale Rab Shesh, the Rab Yirmi, and Rab, Rab, Kikusoy, I'm Rabbi Shmaite. Woo! Yarmi, Yomshab, Segas, Most of Frost, Lamina, Shiva. Talk about the Kusa. Kusa, Mariba there. Yeah. Ki kamarav le varmish lishin. Le varmish lishin pshita. Lo tricha, ki gond lo bodka ad shvi. A shvi ne hasem, ki las na papi, shein sofon. Lacha kamash malon, sofon na papi, shein tichi losen. The mawad a tema, ki las na papi, shein sofon, udar minan duk minan chaskai. Ava sofon na papi, shein losen, lo. Kamash malon. Kamash malon. Okay? So the words of Gemara say, that in either event, the first day is good enough, or what? Or the seventh day is good enough. One or the other. Don't need both. Call it the Rav. Frank the Gemara Aini. Vaki Asa, Rav, and Amar Mazda, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Toa, Levanamai Tufte. It's a whole complicated business. It's based on the assumption called Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah. What does that mean? It means the first opportunity to go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to do so. Sometimes we go to Chumra, we go to Machma here, or Machma there. Ben has to be a master, but if feeling is not a mitzvah, you're in the battle of the mitzvah. So if really a chumrah was not really required, you'll go to the mikvah day later than you should have gone. So you're in the battle of the mitzvah. Right? the whole discussion over here, there's complicated questions and answers and discussion. And the Gemara Takasha, questions always go by day, always by night, because the Nidas goes by night, and the Zavah goes by day, the Levis goes by night, it's complicated. Gemara says like this. Itarach lovin and tzuron lefanenu, the Imam and Amid Itzbalei, Zilmi, or Levis, or Chabazol, it's complicated sort. Adelei, sort. El av shmamin avin and tzuron lefanenu. Tzuron lefanenu. Nu chumrut. You have to have it known in advance that the days are counted in front of him. Front of it. Good. This is what the Gemara discussed over here in the Sukkah. Period. Let's now take a step back. How do we pass in halacha l'maisa? Rav says Chilasan Osofa. Rabbi Hanina says Chilasan Visofa. So how should we pass in? The roller we shown in Paski and roller we shown in Paski and Lakula. Rap, follow Rap. Shulchan Aruch quotes two shittas and says it should be machmir. That you should not allow under ordinary condition, you should not be makil even with the Eved based on a Rishon without a Shvi or a Shvi without a Rishon. Why is this all machmir? So the Beis Yosef said it was machmir because of Chashash Koris. Here. On page Shin Aleph. If you didn't get to it yet, don't worry about it. We'll do it first and we'll get to it later on. Avalim Lobotka Bapal Zayin, Ein Lelion Keslova. Shabdika Makemis Bidiyevet Tzirot. Roy Lachor. In Abdikim in Atoro Midrabonim. Alright. Yesterday, what do we have the same question yesterday? But what? She was not margish. There should be sufficient indication. There's no doubt. The exact same question you can answer by where? By Shimon Akin. She doesn't feel down. So that should be enough with the right. No, 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 no. Excuse me. A Zion Akin is the Rabbanan means that Rav Zeira was attacking that even a Nida should treat itself like a Zod. But I want to buy a zava itself. What's the price? Ela shikshu b'zeh ha-mazan s'timitara v'keva min ha-torah re-yiblar gosh ha-torah l'omot te tzvichu l'vduk ha-satma v'stagi b'man sh'yodash lo regisha b'shem riyo v'al d'vi kasha. This kasha leads with the dole ha-torah. The exact same question you can ask by where? By Shimon Akin. She doesn't feel down. So that should be enough with the right. No, 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 excuse me. A Zion Akim is the Rabbanan means that Rav Zeira was attacking that even a Nida should treat itself like a Zod. But I want to buy a Zod itself. What's the price? Ela shikshu b'zeh ha-mazan s'timitara v'keva min ha-torah re-yiblar gosh ha-torah l'omot te tzvichu l'vduk ha-satma v'stagi b'man sh'yodash lo regisha b'shem riyo v'al d'vikash. This kasha leads the Gedolei HaToskim to radical chidush. And if I say radical, I mean that you wouldn't have said it on your own. Chavazah comes up with a chidush nipper. When we talk kasha, this kasha, Chosav HaChavazah, the dam shalom ba'agosha tohoro, excuse me, the dam shalom ba'agosha, af al pish enem etame et isha betkila, unbelievable chumrah. That dam b'li agasha would be so to the Shimon Akin. Would be that shopping for digal levash larasa below agasha. Period. This is a tremendous, tremendous chumrah. We always thought that the darak dam below agasha is nothing. You know, dam below agasha is no good. So to the Shimon Akin. Of course, the problem is how can that be? Is it against the Shulchan Aruch or is it not against the Shulchan Aruch? For example,
Shulchan Aruch speaks about kulas and ksamim within the Shiva Nekiyah. Now whenever you speak about kulas and ksamim, what's the logic behind the kulas and ksamim? That's no argosh, there's no problem with the writer, to Rabban and the Megala, Shavua, and the Kabbal Tumah, etc., etc. But once you're going to turn around and tell me that with the writer, you don't need, there's no need for argosh by Shiva Nekiyah. And she's told to him with the writer, the Shiva Nekiyah, and Beli argosh, so what kind of kaga have any kulas and ksamim? Dam velo kesef. So he's sure enough to every the fool before the makkah. No pun intended. The question would be, do you apply the rule of dam velo kesef? There might be a suffix mi'alma. But let's say, you know, case where there really isn't that much of a suffix mi'alma. Like we have that very often selling nowadays, where there's not much of a suffix mi'alma. Basically, it's just a question of the standard person say that the difference is the lack of argosh. So how to work with Shiva Nekiyah? You have to come on to this topic. May Alma, the window, the final case, it's a serious halakhic problem. It's kind of that's where it's a serious problem. And there were those posts who were talking about Machmir. I once was privileged to ask Rav Moshe to show. I had a case. I was wondering, maybe we're all crazy. Or the Rabbanim were giving coolers in Kesavim and Shiva Nekiyah. Because maybe you have to worry about this kind of das and Tidrei Tara. He waved and said, no, but we make it, even though it was a dam, you know, we nem on, we accept against the Chavos Dam. We assume that dam, the Liyah Gosh, is not close to the Shiva Nekiyah with our eyes. Yes, John.
Do you think
so that's hard to imagine. How ever being a carbon is not a Gemara, so it's hard to make sure statement. I hear what you're saying. So the Tara is a little bit toned down, doesn't help us too much though. I mean, the Maitre, we'll make it against him also. So the Tara shall cause his Ganke Bidomal is there. For who? The Dam Shalom Bar Gosh Abba P. Shena Sosa Komanyan against the Tara. The Koma Kom Yom Ariya and all of the Tvirasa. The Hu Yom Lav Yom Nakiyu. Well, if he's a gamke nicha, the tzricha, the bedikah, the shema, rasa, b'li agasha, v'lo, olo, yihayom, ahu, the tzvirasa. And he compared it to Dam Koshi, and other, like Dav Shira, Keri, etc. There could be cases where something is seen, which is not enough to knock out the entire minion, but it would be enough that that day shouldn't count, as we saw in the Gemara. Dav Shira, Keri, etc., etc. This would be the same kind of Dam Koshi, which I'm not going to go into it, I mean, after birth, or before birth. Complication I'm not going to go into right now. The precedent for Om Nam Kama Gidoli Achronim Kol Galei and Bezeh. The Datam the Dam Shalom Kriya Klal. The Lav Kulim Uav Av Tov Zayin Akiyim Shalom. Avni Meluun the Beis Efrayim Chasam Sofer etc. Ulu Zitu Sarach Lomar. If you want all of the Bedikas of the Raita. The Chashina and the Ma'arvish of Alav Adaitam. The Afagav the Be'am Alo Chashina Lachim in the Torah. The son is Dr. Rabbana. Hakashi Bechezka Tuma, Kitcha Torah, the called man Shalabotka Hashinan came, Shergisha Vlavadat. Can cause the Sidre Tarsha to be Data Ramba. It's a frying, etc. So he's a partially afraid of Argosha Vlavadat. Omna Machasam Sofa Sham Shita Heret Lovaze. So who? Shimena Torah ain't a tree who lived on Atma. Ain't a Hinami, he said. The Bedik is not in the right. Good. So somehow we have a series of shots. So the Chazanish, Kostov Gam came. So that's all in the blog, Shaina was so said, Ain't so with Dika's Amen at Torah. Who make all Shem's fame if some so. She calls us Shem the call. Torah. does the Ramiel of the Mitzgarim Yirgish and Lav? Who will Rosh Nivishin Shabkaz Adav Shadat Av Shabda Zu and Tzorach Liyol Zet Lekol Zayin and Lekol Shiyam Adat Litar Barishin Shalom Mishvi Shalom Av Shabishayam Lohi Adat Litar Tzmatzagi Bachim and Atorus, etc., etc. This is a very, very fundamental question. So we have a number of different approaches. The question was, why do you need B'dikah Shiv in the Kiyam Darayish? So the Chasim Tov and Chasim Tov, it says it's simple, you don't. Simple then. The classical mainstream Achronim say the Chashash to Ma'arvish of Al-Avadai. And the Chavadat, the Ritar, on the other side, they say the Dam, the Yagosh, it's also, it's also, the whole thing is also that thing. Look at the three approaches to this problem, yes, no.
Why is Chavadat such a big problem? The Rabbanim said you need Chivnakim. Chivnakim is without Dam. The Rabbanim come along and say, you see Dam, that's also.
What Rabbanim? So much of the right thing.
Chivnakim of, this is about normal Mida.
I'm talking about his own. We don't know, maybe she's his other, we don't know. Yes. Who is the older? Like himself. He created his own sheep. It was the original. Yeah. He said it's based on something like Dam Toshi or whatever. He gives precedence for it. About it is no source of the record, that's what it said earlier. He bases it on the Gesugis in the previous Krokim there, those Kusim, these kind of Avinyanim are found. Give a look, you see. Okay? This is where we're at so far. This is where we're at. Now, there's a fourth possibility. Yeah, I'm serious. There's a fourth possibility. And that's the Chazon Ish. Not the Chazon Ish that he quotes over here. He studied Beis and Kot Yud, but a different place. Are you passing the Chazon Ish there? He said something a little bit different. A lot different. The Chazon Ish and Simon Sadi Gimel. The next thing. Where it's a different approach. Transition Simon Sadi Gimel, Sivkot Aleph and Beis, has a different approach. Like this. He says, Nearer the Kohanat Hanoi, Moda de Mikir Adin, Ein Lachosh Lariah, Ben Bedika Lebedika, Avshu Behefzik Yomim. Everyone agrees to this. The Kiv even agrees. He says, the hard is tricha tar bedika b'chol yom for the Isaiah. Lo sam katan al bedika hol elak she'ein bein bedika. Hold on a sec. Part of the argument. Mikir adin ein lachosh l'riya. No. V'har de tricha tar bedika. Haynu de b'hachi havik zera tzakotu. Shelo teitei mitumosa. Ela b'sviras shiva. V'hayna de b'zayin ela lo tizvuch al chazoka b'lvad. Ela shetira tarosa b'poem. This is the fourth approach. Fourth track. You saw until now three official approaches. One was that the Raya Siyah don't need to dig a shiva in the key. That's what we call it Chassam Sof. Other one was that the Raya Siyah needs because we're afraid of Arvish and Malav Adai. That's the mainstream there. I don't know who the face of Ephraim, and Avnim Alum, I don't recall it. What do you call it? There's Ephraim, and the Tzivitar goes to the Rambam, and Avnim Alum, and the Chassam Sof goes to one Shuva. That's the easiest way out. Then it was the Tzivitar and the Chavadat of the Chumra de Gepshat. There was Dam Shalom HaGosh and Sosa. That's the three classical approaches. So the Chazish came along with his own original approach. Yes. With the rights and enemies. Distinct. She should think the first possession. She should think the first possession. And it is. That it's exerts a kasuf. It's exerts a kasuf. I believe Rav Moshe was the same way in his tshuvas. Nicholas Moshe. Moshe the whole long tshuva about this thing. I believe he holds midat atzma like the chadamish. Not a chashash shriya. So there is a cause. V'sofra lo. Shiva is yom avacha tito. What is v'sofra? So the shalot v'sofra means you count zero. One, hayom yom rishon the shiva nekir. Hayom shneyom the shiva nekir. V'shiva nekir. So that's what the shalot says. But no one holds like that. What is v'sofra lo? So v'sofra lo means v'dika. The v'dika, this is not the zero. What do you mean, Bidika, that Aisha should be so much on the fact that there was no Hagasha? No! Not that she's worried about the Riyas. The new din is there at the cost of Bidika. So what's the Machlokes in Tanoim? The Machlokes in Tanoim is only... Huh, sorry? On the Chazanish?
Okay,
Shin Aleph. Allah, hold on.
Hold on.
We're talking about Zion King. Okay, Inafinana. He does call that. You know the context he calls it in? He once said the Chazanish is Chumra, that if you wash before, it's no good, it's only about Hefsek Tara. Because there it's a question of what, to check whether she is in fact was down there or not. But in Shiva Nakim, we know there's no dam. We're not worried about dam. It's like there's a kosum. But if there's a kosum, then you can wash before. Oh, you can argue with them back and forth. Okay, but you're right. Ikusvar is right. Shai is right. He should have quoted from the Chazanish. But in the previous Tibur Maskel, in the Biurim, he quotes this distinction. Allah, that in Shiva Nakim, the Bezikah is not to check with no dam. No, the Dere Chazaka is no dam. It's there to go to the Sakra law. That is the sphere. The sphere is the Bezikah. This would be a din d'oraita by a zovah. Even though we know there's no agasha, or there's no problem with agasha v'lam adayte, there's no problem with stira b'li agasha, doesn't matter. It's a very intriguing approach. Somehow this is the most intriguing approach of all. This idea, yeah?
Why is it that
you make more sense to hear?
Why?
The Bidika is just that. Why bother checking? You don't expect to find anything. Nope. I mean, Chazaka is not a Badol. Chazaka means that the chances are once she did have some tire, she's clean. But any Chazaka has a percentage which doesn't follow the Chazaka. That's what I would say. This is what he suggests. Huh? So it's an interesting, a very interesting question. So what's the machlokes in Tanoim, therefore? How many bezikas are necessary to do what? How many bezikas are necessary to achieve this after attaining to bezika that 7 days are taken care of? The shuffle of Shivas Yomim. So one time it's Tekna Kipshuto. Gotta check each and every one of the 7 days, otherwise it's nothing. Right? And other Tanoim say no. It's enough to have the first. All the Tanakh say the days that you check, they count. Whatever's in the middle doesn't count. Others say, no, if you check the first and the seventh, or first and all the seventh, then you checked every day. As if you did a bedik every day. That's what the Chazanish phrases it. Says, here, what's the machlokes at Tanoim? No. A different amount. Sleep in mouth. I'm sorry?
Is the market?
What market? But they're right, they're the market, right. But how many are market? The machlok says, Hanoim. We pass in like whom? Like Rabbi Eliezer, right? So, that's miyake. The first and or the seventh. That's market, that's not market. That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, that's another question. You raise a side question. That is, if you hold it, you need first and seventh. Do you need first and seventh with the Raita? Or is the Raita first enough and the seventh is only the Rabban? It's the Rabban. Seems to be your talks about that also. And it's not, am I correct? Because the base is not from Chumra Dekaris. What do you mean Chumra Dekaris? Chumra Dekaris means that first and seventh is Chumra Dekaris? Well, no, if the whole B'dik is in Gant and the Rabban, what do you mean Chumra Dekaris? Chumra Dekaris means that there's a Kaurus and the whole Indian of Nida somewhere, and a Zava, and it is, and that. What do you mean in this particular case, the Shadow Kaurus? That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't understand what you're saying by that.
He said that the Xerath custom is the Torah of the Sarfala Shiva's Yom.
But how do you, what do you have to do? Do you have to actually check each one of the 7 days? That's a one time a whole? Well, no, once you check the 7 days, the first day, so the next 6 days go by themselves. Sunset. That's the Chamaklokas over here? Oh. This leads to a very, very fascinating question. And I'd like you to help me answer this one. There's a big problem over here. Ramesh has a tshuva, quoted by the Beirut. If a woman has problems getting through the Shiva Nekiyim, she shouldn't do it. What means she shouldn't do it? She shouldn't be biding each and every one of the 7 days. Let her be biding day one and day seven. After all, we know that 50 every day one and day seven is enough. And this woman has problems getting 7 days in a row, she has problems, whatever problems she has. Let her just do Bedikir's Rishon HaShvi. Ayla Chathchili is supposed to do all every day. The famous rule called Shatat Chakir the Yeved Dami, which means whatever would be good with the Yeved, so be Shatat Chakir, let her do it L'chatkila. Shat, let her pass the Negris Moshe. So the Beurim doesn't like it at all. But although Rabbi Kivega doesn't quote such a similar psak, Rabbi Kivega only quoted it in the case where he shot a Maka. And it's a problem we knew for a fact she had a Maka. It wasn't enough of a Maka that qualified her for the coolest of the Chazal. But you and I know, between you and me and the lamppost, we know there's a marker there, and that's what's causing all the problems. So then we can be making. But in a situation in which what? In which there's no marker evident, what right do you have to be making? And as the Bureau phrased it very powerfully, what? For whom was the B'dikas instituted? For a woman we know for sure is not going to see. A B'dikas instituted for someone, well, maybe she will see. You saw that. That's a very, very strong line. Attack against her emotions to leave. Of course. You have to step back, evolve. How can this be? It's a good cash. It's a very good cash. Ramosha said a woman has body. No cuts. No markers, nothing. She has problems. Hormonal problems, I guess. Some kind of problem. But she keeps, whenever she checks, she can't get through 17 days. It's very hard for her to get through Shiva Nekiyim. No, it probably is done. But not, it would be a lot of dam, so she'd be Havagosh, it would be all over. Tiny amounts of dam. She checks, it's Russian roulette. She checks 2 out of 7 days, so she may luck in. She'll check 7 out of 7 days, she'll probably luck out. I'll ask what happened to the dam, she didn't check for those volumes. What happened to it? What happened to it was, it dropped, some of it fell on undergarments or on toilet tissue, which she didn't check. And it was it disappeared, that's all. It was too small, disappeared, whatever. Yeah? So the Baresh, the Beurim asks, what does this mean? The Bedikah was instituted in the Takana Kavu of a 7 day, and you have no right to be Mevatel the Takana? That's a kash. The Meir Dikah kash. So first of all, we have a famous rule of Kedai Hu Ayachal Nitzmer Olav B'Shat HaTzchak. There's a Yachal, no one even quotes over here. Who's that? The Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, quoted by the Sidrei Tara, end of Sivkot and Yudchet, says there's no halacha anywhere in Shach, anywhere, of having to check each and every day. Not true. As a woman has to check the first day and the seventh day, Vesul Amid. So the Sidrei Tara quoted, Sof Sivkot Yudchet. And we have it, because I think someone has a Baal HaMor here. And it's the Baal HaMor and his Hasagas on the Baal HaNefesh L'Arayvit. The Rabbit follows a standard line. Vida, Darazah, it's page Reish Samachay, this print. Top. Okay, I'll read it from here. Vida, Darazah, Vasagas, Albala Nefesh, Sriole, Stavzokas, Hila, and Sarah Padika, Bechol Yom. Yeah. He's the butt of that, and I guess Kohani are above. Alright, that's what he said. That's the Sivetara. But, what do you see? The Balamor is a new shot, didn't he? I mean, that's for sure. If the Baal HaMor said it, you know there can't be a Gemara with Bereshit again. What? Oh, so what's the thought? I want to know. Why is the Baal HaMor wrong? The din is, nothing is required unless it can prove. Everything we say, everything is mutl to prove an usher, everything is mutl to prove an chayev. Everything, I mean, you got to show me. Show me. Show me any Mishnah Gemara or somebody that says that you have to bedik each and every one of the seven. I know the Shulchan Aruch says. But I want to know where did the Shulchan Aruch get it from? The Rosh says. Where did the Rosh get it from? Where did he get it from? The Rosh and Adav said it without quoting any source. No source. Zero. No source. So I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes it in. I feel look in the Be'er Golah. I'll be in like a Talmud. The Be'er Golah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. He tells you the source for the din. It says over there, the Be'er Golah says, you have to do a Bezika every day. B'chol Yom, V'yom. He says, how do you know? Guess where? Guess how you know it? Our Mishnah! Ha! Our Mishnah! In Mishnah Sham Dav Samaches in the day. Lo Pligi Tanoi Ela B'diyevet. Avel Chaskila Tzricha B'dika Kol Yom. And cause of a rush. We know the rush says that. Tosin says that. I understand that. But Tosin and Rush didn't call any source. Didn't say any reason for it at all. And the Be'er Golah is making himself. It's based on an inference in our Mishnah. Obviously, the inference cannot be totally conclusive because the Baal HaMor denies it. It really is not all that conclusive. What does it say? I'm saying, show me. Show me, we don't pass the Rabbi Akiva. We pass the Rabbi Eliezer. Show me that Rabbi Eliezer says that we bedik every day. Show me. Doesn't say anywhere in Shabbat. Where? What? Azav, Azav, Ashabat, Gatsim, Yom, Rishon, Yom, Tzal, Tzal, Yom, Shri, Yom, Tzal, Tzal. Vishay, Hashem, in time, Lo, Batku. What? What? How do you see that? No! That lashon must be put there because of the other tanoim. Right? Rabbi Yeshua is machmas b'diyavet. Rabbi Kiva is machmas b'diyavet. Of course, that lashon has to be there. How do Rabbi Eliezer hold that it's only b'diyavet? You can't. You're right. If we say lo bakar b'lezer on the Mishnah stopped right there, you would be correct. But the Mishnah doesn't stop right there. It goes on to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. So this lashon is necessary to spell out Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva's opinion that if you don't have the bedikah intervening day, this taka no good. So how else can you phrase it? So Rabbi Eliezer went ahead with their lashon too. So Rabbi Eliezer only in the chatzchili only bedikah more than Rishon and Shvi, Rishon and or Shvi. Who may have to, that's what I'm asking, the Rosh may have to do. Oh, so the Rosh understood this way. Baal HaMor and Sifakar. So I'm saying, so that's what I arrived to me. Exactly. Alright, on my side. Oh, Hashem. Some of my side. Let's take a look at the Rosh. Let's take a look at what let's see what the Rosh said. Let's take a look. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I'm going to didn't
write. I mean, they must know what to do during that day, during their day.
Oh, now you talk. Very good. Well said. It's a minig nashim kshero. Mas. It's a minig of the nashim kshero, nashim tenuo. They're always makbir to do a bedik every day. 100%. 100%. Tosfos Beferish, and that's Zion and Beis, that the Bir Gola quote, L'chatkila Tricha Livda B'chol Yom. Doesn't call any source. Doesn't say it's a rye from the system. And the Rosh, an hour a daf, Shimon Hay, when he quotes this halacha, says the same thing. We pass like Rabbi Eliezer, that everything is that one day is enough. He said like this. Mm-hmm. And he says, the Nagu Anoshim. Here. Shem Dlepsik Tara. We have Shimon Akim. But also Shimon Akim, Tivdok Atla B'chol Yom. Tivdok Atla B'chol Yom? Our body, right, John? The Minig Nashim Ksheret, who probably was done all the time. But is it a real din? Is it a Takana Kavua? They get accused of Moshe Shalita being the battle of Takana Kavua? Where did Takana... I mean, Moshe doesn't spell it out. So you can say two things. You can say, number one, Shasta Takavu Diyavida. Number two, you can say, what Takana Kavua? The Balamar is not to do it at all. Even though we are knowing the Shulchan Aruch against the Machab, we're saying you have to do it. But it's only out to the heroes. Not a Beferish and Din Gomer, which we're being Oiker for the sake of this woman who has problems. Never was formulated as such. Aye, the Beirut's Kashmir, so for whom was it made? It was made for somebody who's guaranteed not to find it. What kind of, it's like a Bedikas Chometz, I mean, in the hospital. It's like guaranteed there's no Chometz. What kind of Bedikas is that? Yeah. So I thought, in a chinami, the Bedikas was instituted for the average woman. The average woman who, maybe she will find it, maybe she won't find it, we don't know. But for the woman who has a history of problems, and if we're not going to allow her to have this cool, she has big problems in Asur Labayla, so for her, Taka, this either the Takana or the Minig Tov, whatever it is, was never instituted. I thought you have to learn Ramesh. The Ramesh is a base because the other Gedolim on his side. There's a Marasham holds like him, and other Gedolim, he's all like Ramesh said. So the Mice, that's how the Rabbonim today passed, like Ramesh said. Again, I want to reiterate, it's only in the case of with its problems. Why am I reiterating this? I'll tell you a story. Not too much time to learn too much more, I'm going to just tell you one story. And that is, that I had cases come to me where women forgot to do a bedik. And so she forgot to do a bedik, she forgot the seventh day to do a bedik. She got very preoccupied in the office. So I said, all right, so you rely on the other bedikas. She said, no, she didn't do bedikas since the first day. I said, well, what is wash? Is she something wrong with her? An infection? No. When she was before she got married, she learned that you don't have to do a bedikah rishon shvi. So what happened? The rabbanim are trying to do the woman a favor by trying to rely on the bedikah across the board. Watering down of standards. Now, not just a woman who has a problem, but every woman that they take, you know, telephone. Yeah. So then it became a minig, and they only check the first and the seventh day. The rabbi never finds out about it usually. And how am I going to know what they're doing? How do I find out about when they forget the seventh day? And they call up, Oy, Gaval, what do you do now? I've had many calls like that. So my first, before I don't want to talk to them. I said, I'm not going to talk to you first. First thing I'm going to have to get in is from now on, there's no medical problem or anything like that. Every month, you should have a bedikah every single day, the chatzkila twice a day. This is one. This one in seven is only bedieved. If someone's bedieved, I hold it, I pass like a moshe for sure. What you give me, make? That's a bedieved. But on the chatzkila, every day. And then you'll avoid these problems, the mail.
Which means 7 days did the first six.
She did? Yeah, we'll come to that later. So that's okay. Even if she did the first and second, we'll see later on the postscript. She did day one and two, so that even if she missed the rest of the days, you can always do the next day, and what we call 2 and 8 will be 1 and 7. We'll come to the details tomorrow, Mr. Shem. But she missed everything. Only the first day, the time, the first day, and that was it. She missed the 7th day, she got stuck on the subway, and now it's all over. The whole shot, what do you do? Because the Bechab is Machmir, unless it's a real serious Shasatchak. Machmir means to wait another week. Gval. It's a big problem.
Is it 1 and 8? 1 and 9?
No. That's quarter to Rabbi Chanin, it's no good. You need to lose the self and Bina. This should never come up. It should never happen. Because if she's doing all the 7 days, it'll never happen. From here I learned that there are some people who, you know, Rav Moshe is making a Shachat Chagodol, the woman who has problems with hormonal bleeding, etc. And they say, well, Hutra Ratsua, and I took it one step further. That's a terrible mistake. But I thought that this is the answer to Rav Moshe's thing, one of two things. Either Shachat Chagodol, have you ever done it? Or it was never really a Takana Kavua. They never really established it as an absolute Takana. Tomorrow, when I start the Shia, I want to take on another such quote Takana, and that is the question of Levonim, wearing white undergarments. Because Rav Moshe is a different shuvah, in which Rav Moshe writes that a woman has big problems with staining in Shiva Nikim, she should wear colored undergarments in Shiva Nikim. So once again, they start attacking Rav Moshe. Come on, what are you talking about? Timei Libuna, the din of the Gemara, what are you doing over here? So we may answer the similar answer. It's also not the fairish as the Takana Kavua. There at least is the fairish of the Gemara. Bimeli Bunaya, that is see Clara the Gemara. But here it's not even a fairish in the Gemara at all. There's no fairish in the Gemara that is in the Chassidus. The Balamar denies the whole thing. So therefore, we could justify our Moshe Shiva on that basis, and even if not for that, we perhaps suggest the Shas Takas Kadia. That will stop here and clear tomorrow. She yesterday that Moshe Feinstein Shalita, the Igor Smosh, the Kula, for a woman who has problems with getting Shimon Kiyim, that she should only check day one and day seven. So, the Yuru and Esakash, how can it be to get Sakonis Chazal? So we gave suggest two possibilities. One, that Shazat Chakas could be Yevet Dami, that Yevet, she only checked day one and seven, it's okay, so Chak, you can tell her to do that with Chatzkila. Or number two, so we're not exactly sure that there is Shetachan of Chazal. The Balamor denies it outright. And the Rishonim say so, but they don't get exactly, many don't get to tell you a source for the din. Hosts in the Rosh don't tell you exactly what Kalashah. The Be'er HaGola, I found out of the Rivas, is the same thing, Galah Nefesh, says the Diyak Ma'al Mishnah. Shabbatku Yom Rishon HaShvi, that's the Chatzkila more. But we said it's not a Gevaldik Adiyak, but that could be only said because of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, I mentioned another example of this, and that's from Levonim, wearing white. Wearing white in the Gemara. Bimeli Bunayach Ma'al. This is not just an expression from the Shulchan Aruch, an expression in the Gemara. But they used to wear white garments during the seven clean days. Despite this fact, the poskim, the Goliath poskim say, a woman has constant problems with some of the Shiva Nakim. She may wear a big day tzivon. She may wear a big day tzivon. Kivega, for example, says so. Doesn't say anything about a maka. You know, before we thought about a maka, there's no maka, just says period. And the, in the Biurit, when this is quoted, he said, look, the minig of wearing Rabbanim, true. But under such serious circumstances, this minhag was never really accepted. Okay, let me first read you what I said out the op-ed yesterday. It says, what I said to you yesterday is in Dibra Maskel V'yesh Omrim on page Shin Beis, the Beirut, says that if she's a Maka, alright. No Maka, Rabbi Kiva Eger and others would not be Megan. I will aim on lo Maka, lo Kev, lo Shuma, Chokha, Leza, Maka, lo Shvar, aim the Fochum, Dikas, Eilam, Echashash, Shema, Timta, Dam. Adrava, Timta, Tameh. V'chi tikna v'dikas rak l'isha v'tucha shalot timsa v'dikasa v'ray al-deh bo memes ha-v'dikas l'vare v'rosa nidah lo shurishi shiken kasa k'svar dos v'shem aryeh ayin v'machesh into the Gris Moshe v'laniyas daiti nirik kikin tibi ha-shem aryeh. Obviously the information we know and presumably the Machesh of two are against it. Two against two at this point, two on two. So the mice is what we just shall mention yesterday. This is as far as the question of Bedigas. What about Levonim? Where is that? somewhere here. Somewhere here he mentions that the Indian of Levanim was never, the minig was never said in a situation in which there's a problem of summer. There it is. Page Reish Tani Zayin. Page Reish Tani Zayin at the end of the first year of the page, right before B'chol Yom. Kosa B'kivegas. Isha Shaisa Motis Samim Tadir. Loyokali Tola Baila. Sheba Zayin Akiyin Silbash Bikne Tivonin. B'tatiya Sadin Tavua. Shein B'kavim Samim. Isle of Tara Kashida Dog and Villa Bonim is Iron Akim. Yeah. Tara Flora Vitorasso. Below Nod who came. Hey, Hashim is Akevin. Tarasa Bezet. I could turn the Banashuva poison against him. What were they mistaken the Bonim for? For those who are guaranteed not to see them. Lachar said the same thing. That this meaning was only stated in general. For a woman who's ordinary, she has an infrequent problem, she'll catch the problem. But if the Shazat Chak, she's to say the problem, then this meaning didn't exist. What meaning? It's a Gemara. That's not a meaning which is started in B'nai Brak. It's a Gemara. The answer is, no, it's a Gemara. It's a Minik Mashim, it's a Gemara. So I want to say it's possible that maybe even the particular Shiva every day might only be in that same category, perhaps. But the Balmos is not required at all. So maybe it's not a real din manish in the Gemara. Maybe. That's what I'm suggesting. Yes? Sure, we spoke about the Aspen Shia. That there's no question that there's a Shiva Nakim. But even the one who says that he kept the count Sphira will presumably agree if he counts Hayom Yom Echa as a Shiva Nakim, it's good enough. Quote the Rabbi Lezer. Quote the Rabbi.
What I'm saying though, but now I don't know what you're saying subconsciously,
but
the Sphira
of the Nidra,
the day, fine,
feel
fine
with
the
Torah.
After the period,
however,
you're
fine with
it,
don't say it in the Tosfos. No, that's not good. That's not jump to God. Don't say it in Tosfos. It's the Diyah, which Shalom made the Tosfos reject, which is finally in the Beurim. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it. Okay, that's not really the minor. We don't really have to do it. Yeah. Interestingly, there's another interesting kula over here, which the Beurim himself quotes, which is important in Allah. And that is found on page Reish Tadi Hei. It says in the Shemot Aruch that you have to be careful that when you're in Shiva Nakim, the Shiva Nakim should be clean, the undergarments are clean, the dress is clean, the sheet is clean, everything's clean. So, take a look here. In the Urim, Dibram Asmul Balaila. Okay? Balaila Tosim, Sadinim, Abduka, Mitzom. Ubusnim, Evain, Mashkansa, Vachamatadam, 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 I'm not sure what that means. That means the, Box spring. I'm out of it. What's that?
Mattress. No.
Mattress.
I think so.
Mattress. Okay. Whatever it means. Venire. The one to check the mattress. Venire. Shemikeva chain low shows afa lila. Kain mechnasayim kipsara to hudakos the psara. That means the underwear. But also na mechnasayim hinam the key bubdukim. Sagiba. The inisa the rosa dam. Mistama is a Moses Gamma Leis. The Ikir Takanas Levishas Levonim Chayal Aleim on the other God. Umasha, Srichu, Aposkim, Anal, Badigam, Beketis, Mari, Chen, and Moshe, Sosan, Amach Nasai. Ube, Emez, Oksesh, Lefize, Gamma Sadinim, Ein Srichu, Shiyu, Badukim, Begam Lo Levonim. Avo, Minna, Ganoshim, who lives, the Dakta, Gamma Sadinim, Shiyu, Badukim, Levonim. ובכל מקום נראה שבשעת הדחק שיכולו להוקל גם בצד הכל של הווה של הכנסיים ורודוקים לבשורה בלילה. כן, ניר, אני אדעי. We're getting a cool out of the body of Shulchan.
you can imagine that it's a good kula. I think it's a very good kula. And that's why I think from the Maisa, I mean, I get these kind of shilas. You know, women now have a couple of problems. Whether they have fancy beddings, you know, prints and patterns and aluminumices and things like that. They want to all of a sudden have to live on a prison. They're not questions. It's also a matter of sneers. Some of the people notice that the sheesh is, you know, getting changed from I mean, here we have linen day. We have makhman and kevi. Everyone wears levana. It's a very chumadik camp. We have makolos here. We have bugs. We have shia kesa. We have levanim. We have everything in this camp. Across the board.
We have the big bugs for the larger camp.
Whatever we have everything here. But I mean, in all seriousness, in a regular house where there's, you know, the blue sheets, all of a sudden, whoop. Change sheets to white sheets, it's a matter of age, it's a problem with sneers. The higher the sheets, under the bedspread, and I'm in the nolan went into the room. So if it's required, me right then it's required, no question about it. Then of course all the problem with sneers, because I mean there could be bugs, no, you're gonna really have these kind of showers, you really have. So therefore, Lanier's diet, I think he's right. And therefore if the woman wears a white undergarment, which she should wear at Shiva Nakim, again, Ramosha's make like from Kiveger. She won't have problems with the various reasons she should wear tzivonim and shivanakiyim. Mask should not be taken across the board. Like I mentioned yesterday, only check 1 and 7. So there's a problem. There's a problem in a chinami. If it's no problem, she really should wear the levonim and shivanakiyim. After all, the mask is yimeli buna. It's a din of levishas levonim. No question about it. What I'm saying is that you can be yotzei with that. Because it's kamat not shayach, as you said, see if a woman's wearing tight undergarments. You know, how come down? It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible for dam to get out of the her body and the sarah, so the undergarments remain totally clean. And as she got on the sheet, almost impossible. He puts it, almost not shayach. I'm just my nom. No! Don't forget, in the olden days, I'll tell you a secret, not only did they wear undergarments, I'll tell you a secret, they didn't wear anything. I mean, you see that from the Gemara, men and women, it depends on when they used to sleep under the covers with no clothes. See the Gemara brought up, you see the clothes. Huh? Yeah, you see many, many Gemaras, they punched it, they didn't wear anything. See, I think even the historians point that out. Pajamas are a relatively new invention. Now really, I'm not kidding around. You get the impression that Svirasa, since the Gemara talks about Levishas Levonim, Libuna, so there's a minig Medina de Gemara, not some minig. You have to wear Levonim to be able to determine what the situation is. What's clean means white, or so.
Shimon
Akim, she should. Bedaf. Bedaf. All right. Sorry? I thought even the chatchil. Look, Bindi, you haven't even wear color underwear. He says, if you have to. So I'm saying, that's a woman who has a problem. A woman has no problem, so she can wear white underwear. I think you like it. We don't hold from that, because it doesn't go that far. So if you see it, if it doesn't go past the first line of resistance, the undergarments, so that's the levon. You'll be mekayim takana tagamara with this newfangled invention called underwear. He said it has a tzchak. I thought even Shlomo had a tzchak. Yes.
Different.
Yes. They used to wear by day white clothing or white undergarments. By night they wore white sheets. They didn't wear anything else. The sheet was the first.
White clothes.
Whatever the first thing that they saw was you know.